Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on St. Paul, we now consider the Apostles' teaching on the relation between Adam, the first man, and Christ, the second Adam. Paul's teaching on the sin of Adam and its disastrous consequences for the human family is meant to emphasize the surpassing gift of grace bestowed on humanity by Jesus Christ. Seen in this light, the doctrine of original sin explains the misery of our human condition, yet Paul also underlines the moral responsibility of each man and woman for this tragic reality. All have sinned, the apostle tells us, and all fall short of the glory of God. Yet now by faith in Christ, we have been justified and are at peace with God. Christ, the new Adam, by his obedience to the Father's will, has set mankind free from the ancient burden of sin and death. In baptism, he has given us a share in his saving death and resurrection and made us adoptive children of the Father. The new life and freedom which we have received by the grace of Christ impels us to bear witness to the sure hope that all creation will be freed from its bondage to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. I am pleased to greet all singing, speaking pilgrims and visitors present to this audience, especially those from Malta, Australia, South Korea, and the United States of America. Upon you and your families, I accord and invoke an abundance of joy and peace in our Lord Jesus Christ.